Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast.
Sometimes we do offshoot episodes. For example, we did a couple to do with movies some months ago. Today, I want to do one to do with music, mainly because of the death of Bacharach, who died last week. And I'm a fan of his. And I read a parenting story about him and wanted to cover it.
So I was lucky enough to see him live in London in 2018. He gave a fantastic concert at the Festival Hall. And it was World Cup time. And he actually wore an England football shirt throughout the concert. And what a fantastic touch. He obviously didn't need to do that. I'm not a mad England football fan, but still, what a class act to see a legend like that doing that. The music was fantastic. The tunes, well, you know them. They're fantastic. What a legend. What a career. Going all the way back to, well, as far as I know, the 60s, possibly before. I didn't know that he had a daughter. And I found out last week when he died, there were some stories around and I read one and he had a daughter who committed suicide in the early mid-2000s, 2007, I think, the age of around 40. And actually, we're going to be doing a few episodes on suicide in the coming weeks. I recorded one yesterday, actually, and we're going to do one or two more because it's such an important topic and it obviously affects targeted parents who are being abused, but also, unfortunately, in some cases, children too. Now, it seems that she had some problems when she was younger. This was in the 60s. So pretty much when Bert was at the height of his game, you could say, knocking out fantastic tunes. And that's what Bert said that he did. You know, when his daughter had these problems, he engrossed himself in work and he listed a couple of records that he was doing at the time, and they are fantastic records. He sent his daughter to boarding school, I believe, which she didn't like. In fact, when she died, she left him a suicide note and he never read it. So for the 15 years, roughly, after her death, he kept that note, but he didn't read it. And the reason was, he said, I knew what it said. I didn't need to read it. And I don't know why she committed suicide, but obviously she'd been suffering greatly.
It's very difficult sometimes to separate the artist from the person. And we all know Bert is the legend. He obviously had some sort of parental difficulty with his child. Now, we'll never know whose fault that was. Maybe he was more focused on his music. Who knows?
And maybe it was nobody's fault.
Obviously, his child didn't really like going to the boarding school, from what I read, and maybe there's some resentment there. But while that was happening, Bert engrossed himself in music. Now, creative people are often like this. They just cannot, I mean, and workaholics of other sorts, they cannot tear themselves away from their work. Look at how the world's benefited from the work that he made. But at the same time, maybe his child suffered as a result. I'm not here to make any judgments, but it's an interesting story. Many creative people don't have good relationships with their children, but that goes for people who are workaholics in life, and all sorts of people don't have good relationships with their children. It's just that we hear about them when they're famous people. I don't know if the prevalence is greater with them or not, but it's an interesting story. And, you know, often creative people have heartbreaks in their lives. And really throughout the, well, throughout Bert's career, he either had the problems with his daughter, his relationship with his daughter, we had the aftermath of her suicide, and I didn't know any of that. When I saw him live in 2018, he was living with that. And it's like that old saying, we don't know what somebody's going through, but everybody's going through something. That's all I want to say on that. There's no judgments at all. What a guy. What a musician. What songs. Joni Mitchell, I want to talk about her briefly because I'm a big fan of hers as well. Roughly the same era as Bert. Incredible songs. She had a daughter and she gave her up at birth, I believe, and they met many decades later. I'm not sure why Joni gave up her daughter, but perhaps again it was the influence and the desire to make music. Look at the albums and we can't really say singles with Joni because she's not exactly a hit maker, but the albums that she made, probably in all likelihood, we wouldn't have had those if she had stayed in Canada and had her daughter. Instead, she moved to LA and had the career that she had for decades and to this day. It's one of those sliding door moments. And again, with creative people that are in the public eye, we can ask the question, would it have been better if they'd been parents and given up their careers? Or is it better that they gave up the child or perhaps weren't as present with the child, but they had this gift that they gave to the world in terms of music? Again, no value judgments. I don't know. I don't know the details. I'm not here to speculate. I'm not. Well, I am speculating, but I'm not here to pass judgment. It's just an interesting question.
For me, everything changed when I decided to become a parent. But then I'm not them, and everybody's different. Everyone has to make up their own mind.
Two great icons, two stories of problems being parents, and two stories of just wonderful gifts to the world in their music.
And I only mentioned Joni because she sprang to mind while I was talking about Bert, because they're both parental stories and they're both two of my favourite songwriters.
Okay, so it's a little bit of an unrelated episode today, but we're not here talking about injustice or reform, but it's a parenting episode. And because of Bert's sad death, I began to think about, you know, the story of his child and also the story of Joni and her child, and I just thought I'd give a few thoughts on that. So if you're a fan of their work, you might not have known this, what I've just imparted, and it might be a great episode or interesting episode to you. You might want to go read more. If you're not a fan of those, I can recommend checking out both Bert's and Joni's music.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.